Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're craving a steak today from Ruhlman's in Ashland, you have to wait a couple days because they're not open. They're closed Monday, Tuesday, but sounds like it was a great weekend for Phil and the team at Ruhlman's, and you can look forward to lunch or dinner starting Wednesday at Ruhlman's.
Wednesday.
Also, don't forget, tomorrow they're going to have burritos outside for lunch outside the restaurants, like about 11 to 1.
God, that sounds
Stop
good.
By Highway 6 in Ashland at Ruhlman's, and you can get a burrito outside Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
That sounds good.
Phil, tell you what, the things he sets up. So, is he soon to be the mayor of Ashland?
I'm surprised he's not already. If he's not,
Phil, I don't think you'd have to even run.
The mayor.
Who's the mayor? Chat GPT.
Who's the mayor of Ashland?
And we're not disparaging the mayor.
No, we're not.
Because what the mayor's done right now is he's crushing it. But will Phil be in some sort of an advisory role?
He should be.
Yeah.
The Ashland mayor is crushing.
He or she is doing a very good job.
Yeah. Ashland is. Right now, that's like the who's who place to live. It is.
Ashland's awesome.
Yes.
Straight up.
Steve, talk to me about Greenwood. You're driving home. Was it your grandma?
Grandma.
No.
Not your grandma.
It's Lori's mom.
Okay.
So it's my mother. It was my mother-in-law.
Okay, mother-in-law. Walk me through it.
We're driving through. It was the day after Christmas.
And you're driving her home.
Yeah, I was driving her back to Gretna. We were driving down Highway 6. And it was kind of, we had hit a moment of silence in the conversation, but we're within Greenwood city limits, and I just heard her say, "Greenwood, what a junky little town."
I'm so sorry, Greenwood. We didn't say it.
It's okay.
This is Trixie's mom.
I ran into people at Planet Fitness from Greenwood, and they got a kick out of it and said it is a little junky. Who's the mayor of Ashland, Nebraska? Hold on.
But can Phil be an advisor? Phil. An advisory board
Whoever
member.
Whoever is crushing it.
Yes, he crushed it. Ashland, there's no place to...
Jim Anderson.
What's his name?
The current mayor of Ashland is Jim Anderson, who holds the office and leads the city council.
Does anyone know Jim? Text in.
It was a citywide election. I don't recognize any of the city council members. Chuck Niemeyer, Jerry Lofberg, Michelle Liebeil, and Jim Pinkman.
Sounds like a great bunch of people.
There's two wards.
Phil could be on.
There's apparently two wards. Really? There's Ward 1 and Ward 2.
I wouldn't mind being in a meeting with those guys. I just wonder if Phil's being brought in. When it comes to city council, I saw something last night real quickly.
I'd like to know this.
Was the speech that Kevin Bacon gave during Footloose to the city council when they were fighting the ban on dancing within city limits. I thought was very moving.
Did you see it?
Watched it last night. Laura watched entire Footloose last night.
She got in
a chair and watched Footloose, and then she watched Varsity Blues after that.
She watched
two straight movies, and...
She's got way better life than I got.
But think about this. She watched back-to-back. And then there was one thing that was somewhat interesting. Don't be upset with me, honey. When Varsity Blues ended and had the big, they ran a flea flicker to the offensive guard. That's how they won the game, which I've never seen Varsity Blues. But Laura goes, "Is this a true story?"
No, I don't think it is. Can you confirm it's not
God
a true
bless
story?
Her.
God bless her.
God bless. She's
Mister.
Fine on
flea
that.
Flicker to the guard.
It's not a horrible question. I don't think.
They called the play.
Flea flicker.
And they ran flea flicker
to
the guard. Yes, they curled up at 12 and then flea flickered it to the guard, and he scored. Yes, and it was intense.
She watched back to back old. But when I saw
when Kevin Bacon, he had a tie on, had sport coat and tie, and he had dressed, and it was moving. It was moving.
Jake, did you know what we're talking about?
I have seen Footloose one time. I don't recall the scene you're talking about.
He was
about,
dating the preacher's daughter, and it was very dicey.
I never saw the movie.
It was very dicey. The reason I like watching it, it was filmed in Lehigh, Utah. And so it was filmed in Lehigh, where my good, so the defensive coordinator for BYU is from Lehigh. And so Jay Hill. So the show was on, and he was up giving his speech. I took a picture of the TV and sent it to him last night.
Kevin Bacon was.
I sent him the picture. I said, Footloose. He texted me back. He goes, they say I look like him. I don't think I do.
Does he?
A little bit. There's a little bit of him.
Kevin Bacon's, that was gigantic. Yeah.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
It was a huge movie in our time. God, Laura settled in and watched two old, like, the 80s movie.
I don't know how old Varsity Blues is. I think it's the right movie, right?
I want to do that. Yeah. I want to do something like that. Yeah.
She locked in. She had the lounge chair. She had a blanket on. It was it was miserable outside. She just sat there and watched.
It was a day to be inside.
And
I was outside the whole day. It was horrible.
When you want to cut loose, foot loose. I mean, it's a great song. Yeah. Great song. Great movie.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Highway 6 in Nashville.
I bet Phil can dance.
I saw something this weekend bothered me.
Hey, your printer started working.
It did work. Thank you, Ellie. You got that printed off. The paper jam is over. So there's some discussion about next year Michigan playing a game scheduled at Michigan Stadium against Western Michigan to not be played there, but be played overseas instead in Germany. These schools are 90 minutes apart, Western Michigan and Michigan. Yet there's deep conversation about moving this specific game to Germany next year, which would be the first ever game that Michigan would leave the States and play a game internationally. I just personally ask, why would it be that one when it's a 90-minute drive? That's an in-state opponent. Why would that be played in Germany? Why? Why?
Couldn't agree more.
I don't understand.
Complete buffoonery. If you're going to go to Germany, get a marquee game, get something. I mean, we got Farmageddon coming this year.
What about this? If I can I just play the role of defense attorney here? It's for the players. They get an experience.
But why? That's a 90-minute drive in general. Usually,
no, I know, but they get to go. It doesn't matter who the participating teams are. They go. They get to.
Why would you want to play a MAC team over there if you're Michigan?
Well, they get it just because the Western Michigan players are students too. They get experience in Germany. It's for
That's
like
nice
the players
for them,
get a cultural experience. That's what I'm trying to convey to you guys. There's a cultural experience for these players, no matter who they're, no matter what, where they're from.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I don't like it.
But didn't you think it was a cultural experience?
It's a good thing for Western Michigan.
Yeah.
If I'm Western Michigan and they ask me,
why do they not get a go?
And they ask me to play, if I'm Western
go.
Michigan and they ask me to play, I'm going to go play.
Yeah.
I don't push back at that at all. I'm like, no.
They should play a marquee opponent.
You need something. Yeah, I mean, right now, do you really want to see that game? No, no one wants to see that game.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
So the last few years in Ireland, we've seen Nebraska, Northwestern, Big Ten.
I get it.
Georgia Tech, Florida State, ACC. And then we see Big 12 this year of K-State, Iowa State. Those are entertaining games.
I know, but maybe they weren't going for entertainment.
Why not? Oh, we don't want entertainment here.
For an experience.
I know this. Did you guys watch Notre Dame Navy? I didn't. It was the first game of the year, 2 years ago? I didn't watch it.
I don't think I did.
I didn't watch it because it didn't have a lot of
pop.
Didn't have a lot of pop to it. It really didn't.
Iowa State, Kansas State has pop.
A lot of pop. It does. Really does. Has a lot of pop. I mean, there's two teams right there that have a chance to be in the championship game.
Yes, they do.
They're both good enough to be in the championship game, and they're leading off the season with that.
Of the Big 12.
Yeah.
They have a chance to be in the big championship game?
That'd be a stretch. But in the Big 12 championship game, which gets you in the playoffs, which means you're in the game, so you always have a chance.
Western Michigan.
I'm with you, Jay.
It's not done yet, but there's deep conversation about moving this specific game to Germany next year instead of being at Michigan Stadium.
Germany.
And it could be a 90-minute drive versus a 10-hour flight over the seas to Germany. That sounds delightful if I'm Western Michigan.
Now, it's still a short drive between Michigan and Michigan State. Still catches me more. It's got more pop to it.
Don't you want both fan bases to travel? Are they going to have a bunch of people from Western Michigan traveling to watch them play Michigan and Germany?
When you get a game away, you want both sides to engage. I can't imagine. I think that the best matchup there's been yet is Iowa State, K-State.
I want to see the attendance for that.
Because
in Avila,
yeah, I do want to see Aviva,
because they're going to have locals obviously that attend, but they're going to fill both sides up really well, really, really well.
I think, yeah. And the Irish are interested in football;
they like it.
It seemed like
they wore a lot of NFL jerseys around to the game. I like this is college guys, but I appreciate a lot of Dolphins jerseys I saw in Ireland.
Did you?
Yep, I did.
Did you know?
Yes, I felt home in Ireland. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bills Thrills, Football Facts Monday on Early Break in the Ticket.